Now, okay, so what celebrity, speaking of relationships, what celebrity, past or present, do you have a crush on?
Chris Brown. And I don't say, like, just with his performance, like
so if he wasn't dancing, then it ain't.
Yeah, if he wasn't dancing, it wouldn't be the same. It's just, he just looks like he performs well. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, Chris Brown, you better keep dancing your ass off there and watch how many brothers after this interview gonna be in the damn mirror trying to dance like Chris Brown and come find you in Hollywood like, yo, I dance like Chris Brown. Check me out.
Yeah,
Cloud. Now, I've been taking a poll for, okay, now, speaking of moves, and that's a great segue, speaking of moves and all that on the dance floor and everything, I've been taking a poll, and I could give you guys the results. I'll give you guys the results at the end of the interview. But I always ask this question because I want to know from a woman's perspective. Who wants sex more, men or women?
I think it's the same, honestly. I think men think about it more, but women want it just as much.
Okay, I was gonna say that because the majority of the answers I've been getting is always the women always say that that women want it more, but men just think about it more. That some way we don't know how to contain ourselves. We gotta act on it all the time. But women can be thinking about it for 6-7 months before it actually goes down. You don't have no signs, no clues, no nothing, and you don't know what's going down. So. For all you fellas out there thinking that she don't want it, chances are she do. She just don't want it right now. You just need to wait your damn turn and get your Chris Brown dancing on. All right, so if every man and every woman had to tell you the truth for one day, I want you to think about this. If every man and woman had to tell you the truth for one day, you know, they were all in line, and let's just say for – the second conversation that, you know, you had the time on your hands to let them add, you know, you can ask every one of them. And it was like simultaneously they all gave you the same answer, you know. So you got some special powers or something going on. So, like, remember in, like, Bruce Almighty or whatever it was where he was, like, getting a bunch of prayers and he's hearing them all at the same time? So it's like you asked every man. There you go. So if you asked every man and every woman had the chance to tell you, had to tell you the truth, for one day, what would you ask the men? And then I want to ask you, what would you ask the women?
What would I ask them?
No, if they had to tell the truth, what would you ask the men?
If they had to tell the truth. Oh, what I ask them about myself? I don't really think, I mean, I don't really care what anybody thinks. I wouldn't really ask nobody. I feel like I know how to tell myself.
Well, you know how a lot of women, they all want to know why men, some women, they all want to know why men cheat. Or, you know, some men want to know, or they may ask, okay, why does, you know, women fake it or something like that. So if you really had to know the truth about something about men and they all had to tell you the truth about it, like, what would you ask them? Mm-hmm. Or women for that matter.
Probably, why do they cheat? Yeah, that will have to be it. But sometimes people are in, like, perfect relationships, and they still cheat. And that's when you got to ask why. Like, you got everything going. Why? That'd probably be my only question.
Yeah, you may be there for a while because every brother would have a different answer, and then they're going to have an answer.
Yeah, everybody's unhappy for a different reason, so that's true.
Exactly. So, okay, so now speaking of that, now one more question about relationships, then I want to get you out here to these photographers, and I got maybe two more questions. So speaking of relationships, one last thing. Forget turn-ons and turn-offs and everything like that. Like, everybody's got turn-ons and everybody's got turn-offs. I don't want to know about people's turn-ons. Like, I want to know, what is irresistible in a man or a woman to you? Because I don't know. But what's if it's just one trait or something that you just we already know Chris Brown, so you can't use that one. So if it was Chris Brown and he danced, that's irresistible. So you can't use that one. So in a man or a woman, what is just irresistible to you?
I think, like, if a person's funny, personality, really, like, if you're funny, like, I can't help but to want to be around you. So I think that, to me, is the biggest. That's irresistible.
Okay, that's what's up. And now, talk to the photographers out there. Like, you know, I know there's, you've been, you know, you're doing your networking, you're in, you know, in L.A., and you got a whole lot going on, and I think your look and your personality can go a long, long, long way. You can't, like, keep it in a box. There's so many places that you can go with it. So I want you to get, have you ever had, like, a photo shoot that you would love to do, or a type of video idea, or, you know, anything where you're, like, I don't know, shit, throwing planets all over the place or something, where you're, like, I don't know. So, like, have you ever had a different type of photo shoot that you wanted to do, or you, like, if I meet this type of photographer that could pull this off, I would love it. Or if I could meet a director that could do this, I would love that.
I would love something just like on a roof where you can see a whole city, like just something that looks dangerous. Like,
okay,
that's basically my thing, because I love views. So I feel like if you have a hot view in your picture, that just automatically makes it good.
Okay. So to all you photographers out there and video directors that are daring and, you know, you're safe, because we don't want you to have a hanger from a building or anything. You don't got your licenses and safety
licenses. It's crazy.
But, you know, to be there, that would be dope. Like, if somebody could pull that off, like, that would be real dope, because, you know, it's all about changing the status quo, changing the way things look. And I really think that you can pull that off. So whenever that, all you photographers out there, like, do that. Challenge yourself. Don't keep shooting the same shots, the same poses, the same light, the same. Some of y'all be having the same outfits. So, like, start shooting something different. And you already got somebody that's challenging you. So that's money in your pocket. That's money in her pocket. And it's a good look for HighCandy.com. So make sure when y'all shoot it that y'all come holler at us. And then also, damn, that would be dope. On the roof, build all that shit. Okay, so now, one thing I wanted to ask you was, self-esteem is a very important trait in just so many areas of life and social settings. One thing I want to know is, do you have any advice for young girls, especially girls that I hear this all the time and I don't know why, but it could be girls that are beautiful beyond measure. And I don't mean beautiful by TV video standards. I mean just the energy that they give off, and it just overall makes them beautiful, no matter the size, shape, color, or anything. It could be women that are just beautiful, maybe because they don't see themselves as video models or the industry standard or anything like that, that think that they're ugly. And I don't understand that. So it's like, I know that they don't have my eyes, so they don't see what I see. But for the women out there that have low self-esteem, or, you know, to some of the young girls, because you got, I see it every day, just young girls that are dressing just crazy, or, you know, the way that their parents are, you know, walking around with them in stores, the parents are on the phone, the child is, you know, doing all types of, you know, they stuff in lingerie in their purse and everything. So to the girls out there with low self-esteem, or the girls that are looking up to you saying, you know, oh, I wish I could be like her one day, or I'll never be like her one day, what do you say to them?
Everybody's different. You're supposed to love yourself regardless, and if there's something you don't like about yourself and you can fix it, go ahead and fix it. Like, it's just, I don't know, like, you just got to love yourself at the end of the day. That's really all the advice you can give to anybody, you know? Do things that make you feel pretty. Anything that makes you feel pretty, do it. Because, you know, sometimes I think they just lose track of what's important, and they become obsessed with the wrong things. So you kind of just got to, you know?
Okay, definitely, man. Turn on some NDRE and love yourself. Read a Maya Angelou book, man. Look in the mirror. And, you know, change. If you don't like something about yourself, you can change it, but please, 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 if you don't like your ass, don't
keep it to a minimum. Yeah, you know.
there's natural.
Keep it to a minimum. Don't go crazy. You don't want Heidi Montag up in here.
It's natural, you know, so go natural a little bit. Don't go overboard. All right? So,
I definitely wouldn't advise anybody to go overboard.
Definitely. Because I'm telling you, that was a girl listening now, like, oh, she said I could change it. I'm about to go over to Brazil right now and give me some paint caulk or something and inject it and all that.
Oh, no. That's right there.
And please make if you do go to the doctor, just please make sure that they at a hospital.
Yeah.
Don't go to no brother that's got a doctor's office in his basement.
Oh no.
Oh, so last but not least, we are our world famous question. If your lover was a piece of candy, what would he or she be?
A white Kit Kat.
A white Kit Kat.
I don't know why. Kit Kats are amazing. They're all like, they're just awesome.
She said that's so
cool.
That white
my favorite candy.
All right, man. Kit Kat stocks are up when this published. So make sure y'all break us off a check. All right, so y'all, this is iCandy.com. I definitely want to thank Jenny V for sitting down with us and just sharing a lot of great laughs, a lot of great info, man. I hope y'all enjoyed the interview. Jenny V, you got any shout outs, any upcoming events you want to shout out real quick?
A shout out to High Candy and to T Mills for doing this interview and to my manager, Brandon King, because he made it all happen.
That's what's up. I really appreciate it, man. Shout out to Brandon. Make sure y'all leave comments on the show page. Don't ask for no dates because we ain't hooking them up. And
yeah,
I don't understand that. How do y'all think we can hook you up with these models? Like, quit asking us that. Like, if you're that bold, get your Chris Brown on and ask for yourself. But keep it. And to all the photographers out there, man, photographers, video directors, casting, you know, directors, everything like that. Make sure y'all get at her, get at the management, you know, seriously, you know, and put the money up, you know, put your vision behind it. Get her on some rooftops and some buildings safely. Get these photo shoots going on and get your network going and support Jennifer V.
Let's do it.